We're doing the Pachad Yitzchak on Pesach, the 28th Ma'amar, Ma'amar Chafchet. It says in the Pasuk, Yatzev Gevulot Amim Lemispar Bnei Yisrael. In the song of Ha'azinu, it says, God arranged the borders of the many different nations in the world, and they correspond to the number of the Jewish people. Upershu Chachamim, and our sages explain this verse, Dehainu Lemispar Shivim Nefesh Bnei Yisrael Sheyodum Mitzrayma, that God made a correspondence. There were 70 people in the family of Yaakov that descended to Egypt. Our forefathers descended to Egypt numbering 70 souls. And corresponding to that, God made 70 nations in the world. And when we come to the count of Israel, we find three levels. Sometimes you count the Jewish people and you divide them into 12 like the tribes. And sometimes the Jewish people number 70 like when we went down to Egypt. And sometimes the Jewish people are 600,000 like the Jewish people in the desert. So the Pasuk says the nations were limited in accordance with the number of Israel. Well, Israel sometimes numbers 12, 70, and 600,000. Why is it that with regard to this concept, the limit of the nations, it was chosen to compare us to that number 70, the way we descended to Egypt? Yes? That's his question. Good question. Machlokes Rishonim. V'nireh lefaresh teyuyan bereishit lamedvav pasuk vav. Vayikach Esav et nashav et banav et benotav ve'et kol nafshot beito ve'et mikneh ve'et kol behemto ve'et kol kinyano asher achatz be'eretz Kenan vayelech el eretz mipnei Yaakov achiv. Look at the verse. It says, Esav took his wives, his children, his sons, his daughters, everyone in his house, his cattle, and everything he owned from the land of Canaan. He left to a different land from Yaakov, his brother. That's the Pasuk in Bereishis. Upirush Rashi, Rashi explains, what does it mean he left the land of Israel from the face of Yaakov? Mipnei Yaakov achiv, mipnei shtarchov shegzirat ki ger yezarcha mutal al zaro shel Yitzchak. Esav said, there's a decree that says the descendants of Yitzchak will be sojourners in a foreign land. Why is Esav running away from the land of Israel? He says, I don't want to have any part of that. I don't want to have my children suffer. I don't want to be in a foreign land. Amar elech li mikan. Esav said, let me get out of here. Eni chelek lo b'matanash nitna lo ha'aretz hazot ve'lo b'piron ha'shtar. Esav says, I don't want to have a part of this land of Israel. I don't want a part of the suffering that brings us to the land of Israel. Ve'ameayen etev v'malach ha'inyanim. And if someone looks closely at the way things evolved, yimtza meforash tuzo hayta ha'preida achrona shebeit Esav mimishpachat ha'avot. You'll find that this is the last time that Esav leaves the house. This is the final exit of Esav from the patriarchs. Esav is making his grand finale, his grand exit from the chosen people, from being part of the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and now it is going to be defined as Yaakov. When Esav makes that grand exit, that's it, he's out of the picture. ונמצא איפה לפי זה, דעובדה המבררת כן לאסב חלק במשפחתו של אברהם, היא בלתי ירידתו למצרים לפרוע את השטר. So then what we see is that what clarifies that Esav has no portion in the house of Avram is the fact that he wouldn't go down to Egypt. Where is it that we are defined as the Jewish people being Yaakov and not Esav? The Jewish people are the descendants of Yitzchak. Well, Yitzchak had two sons. Where do you see the definition that Esav isn't a part of it? When Esav leaves. When Esav says, I don't want a part of this. וממילא שמה מינה, דשעת הבירור שמספר נפשו בני משפחתו של אברהם, היא שעת הירידה למצרים. So then, when do we have clarity? Who's the family of Avram? When's the first time you have clarity? When we go down to Mitzrayim. Because that's the time that it's defined that it's us and not anyone else. Until that moment, Esav could have still had a hand. He could have still had a hand in the pie. He could have still said, I'm a part of this. Esav pulls out, we go down to Mitzrayim. Ah, now we've been defined as the people of Israel. So being that at the moment that we were really defined as the people of Israel, That's the time we go down to Mitzrayim and we are defined as 70. So that's why Hashem said, okay, so then how many nations will I create in the world? Corresponding to the number of Jews when the Jewish people are defined as a people. Yatzev gevulot amim. Hashem said, I will make the limit of the nations, let me spell the nation, corresponding to the number of Israel. Which number? 12? No, they weren't defined as a people when they were 12. 600,000? They were defined before they were 600,000. When were we defined as the people of Israel? The minute we descended to Egypt, and at that moment we were 70 people. So that's what it means. Hashem defined the nations in accordance with the number that defined the sons of Israel, which was 70.